Tonight rolls on. Here's your host, Ryan Covey.
I'm telling you, Baltimore's coming after you. You got to get this ball out right away.
The whole NFL is watching. A fourth and 10. And here they come. Make this pass. It's intercepted by Mosley. And the Ravens are going to take the division. Hearts are broken in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, now Antonio Brown's getting traded. Le'Veon Bell's out of there. Dude, Pittsburgh, they got problems. Kind of fun, though. What a job that Lamar Jackson did when taking over for Joe Flacco. We got a little sound from Joe Flacco, too, that we might get into if we have time here. I also want to get the fellas' picks for the playoff games. And we'll give you your weekend preview coming up before we hit Jared Payton at the top of the hour. We have so much to do tonight, fellas. So much to do, so little time. It's all good, though, man. That's why we do this. All right. Tim Ryan on with Murphy Mack earlier this morning, giving his assessment of Ravens vs. Bolts. Go ahead.
Lamar Jackson and all his running, he's thrown 6 touchdown passes. Gus Bradley's going to get a second look at how to stop a lot of those quarterback runs. I don't think Phillip Rivers will struggle again at the end, albeit Baltimore has an unbelievable home field advantage. I think the time is now for Phillip Rivers. So old man Rivers is going to win this one.
All right, well, no time like the present, and he's 37 years old. Baltimore Ravens, 17.9 points a game allowed. That's second in the NFL. Baltimore Ravens allow 292.9 passing yards a game, first in the NFL. Baltimore Ravens allow, where's the Ravens? Well, I just lost. Oh, yeah. Baltimore Ravens allow 1,327 rushing yards on the season, fourth in the NFL. Okay. Melvin Gordon got nicked up last week, and I don't think we saw enough from Lamar Jackson when they beat the Chargers. I don't think the Chargers showed us enough, against Lamar Jackson to indicate to me that they were going to be capable of slowing him down. I don't think the NFL has figured him out yet. Now, the one X factor in this whole game is, you know, the rookie quarterback, the bright lights, etc. It is playoff time, but Lamar Jackson's such an instinctual quarterback, and yeah, he's throwing to Willie Snead the fourth and Michael Old Brickhands Crabtree. But I got to tell you, they're not going to ask him to do too much. It's going to be a lot very similar to what they're doing in Chicago with Trubisky. And I got to tell you, I would probably take Trubisky over Jackson right now just because I think, you know, a year or two in the league, he's had a little more under his belt. And I think he has better weapons around him. But how about Gus the Bus and the job Gus Edwards has done since taking over in that running game for the Ravens? And I'll tell you, we see this every year. We see teams peaking at the right time. They're doing it with defense, kind of finding their identity. That's who the Baltimore Ravens are. Really, when the Chicago Bears have been good, that's who they are. They're those hard-nosed, defensive-minded teams. The kind of team that you don't want to see in the playoffs. The kind of team that not only could win this week, but would be capable of going on the road and beating one of those first-round bye home playoff teams next week. Do we have the – can you pull up that sound of Joe Flacco real quick? Marcus, just let me know when you got it. Because, of course, Flacco, who is out of there, I mean, after this season, he's already said as much. I mean, we already know that. Lamar Jackson is the starter. John Harbaugh, you know, if he was going to go back to Flacco, he would have done it by now. So Flacco's going to be one of those quarterbacks on the free agent market. And if you look at Joe Flacco's numbers since they beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl, that is a mediocre at best quarterback whose best days are clearly behind him. But you know how it goes in the NFL. Somebody will pay him, right? Somebody will pay Joe Flacco, 2 years, $30 million to come be their quarterback for the next couple of years. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars could get an upgrade there. Hell, he might even be like a New York Giant. Can you imagine Flacco with Big Blue? You know what's funny? I actually think the Giants will roll with Eli again next year because they're the Giants. And, you know, he won 2 Lombardi trophies. I don't know if you guys know that. He won 2 Super Bowls. He beat Joe Lewis's ass. All right, let's hear from Joe Flacco on riding pine in the postseason.
I'm sure it will be. I don't know if it's going to be any more different or not. It's definitely not the most fun position in the world. It just is what it is. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be too much different than it's been the last few weeks. But
yeah, I mean, sitting on the bench, I mean, I guess he's kind of used to it by now, watching Lamar Jackson. It'd be hard to argue with the results, though. I mean, when Flacco was starting, we're like, yo, how much time, does Harbaugh have left? Is he going to get fired? Is this the end of the line? Now it's like, oh, wait. Ravens are pretty damn good. Ravens, they might find themselves in the AFC title game. And I really think the AFC, the NFC is a lot tougher because, you know, you're talking about somebody's going to have to go into New Orleans and beat the Saints on the rug, okay? And that's, to me, like a whole different ball of wax. I get it. Somebody's going to have to go into Foxborough and beat the Patriots. But the Patriots, they've lost a little bit of that shine this year, that Patriot shine. Now, they could get it back in short order in the playoffs, which is when Brady and Belichick make hay, and you still got to go out and beat them for 60 minutes in Foxborough. I can't tell you, though, that I totally trust the Chiefs. And it's not that I don't love Mahomes. It's that defense. I don't believe in that defense. You can't stop anybody. You can't win. All right. Let's get our picks real quick. Let's run through these. Let's start Saturday, boys. Jacob Villalante, Colts, Texans, Houston favored by 1.5. Who you got?
I'm going to roll Houston. That defense is actually pretty good, although Colts defense is very improved as well. I like Deshaun Watson, his mobility. I think he'll be able to get out of the pocket and be able to get it to Nook. And I think, yeah, I think it's his time. And as much as Andrew Luck has done this season, coming back from injury, I like the Texans. J.J. Watt, going to get to the QB.
Yeah, and the Colts really are kind of playing with house's money at this point. Marcus, a.k.a. Bobby Boucher, what do you got?
I'm going the opposite way. I like what Andrew Luck has done all season long. He's my comeback player of the year in the NFL this year. I am worried about
Everybody's comeback player of the year.
Yeah, I am worried about that defensive line, like Jacob said, Jadeveon Clowney, J.J. Watt. I think they're going to have a good time getting pressure after the quarterback. But the Colts' offensive line has been really improved this year. Quentin Nelson, the rookie out of Notre Dame.
Good call.
He's been absolutely phenomenal. So I'm going to go with the Colts protecting Andrew Luck. And I just think Andrew Luck is going to have a better fourth quarter than Deshaun Watson. A little bit of playoff experience. Remember when he beat the Chiefs a couple years ago back late in the second half?
Yep.
I'm going to have to roll with Andrew Luck and the Colts.
Yeah, that's fair, man. And I got to tell you, this is, of all the games, this might be the hardest one for me to kind of lean which way I'm leaning, because I could see it going either way. I love Deshaun Watson, but you ask me, Luck or Watson in a playoff game, in a close game in the fourth quarter, I'm riding with Luck, baby. I'm riding with Neckbeard. So I like the Colts. All right, Seahawks, Cowboys. I'm going Cowboys in this one, guys. What do you got, Marcus?
You know, I'm right there with you. I'm rolling with the Cowboys. One thing I like about the Cowboys a lot, they got speed at linebacker with Jalen Smith, Landon Vander Esch taking over. I think
Vander Esch is sick.
I think they're going to do a good job containing Russell Wilson from getting outside the pocket. That defense has been phenomenal. And if they can run the ball with Zeke like they usually do, you know, that's the key for success for the Cowboys. So I think the Cowboys get the job done at home versus Seahawks.
All right, Villalante, what do you got, baby?
Two of the teams I hate the most with all my heart.
That's great. Yeah, this is the anti-Niner Bowl here.
I hate both these franchises so much. But I'm going to go Russell Wilson, man. He has that moxie, that playoff, just like aura about him. He's one of the great ones, man. And he has single-handedly stepped up the Seahawks team and given them, you know, this playoff push. And I like him and his experience over the Cowboys, even though that defense is very, very good.
Cowboys 7-1 at home. And I think that playoff experience from Dak a couple of years ago is going to serve him well. That place will be raucous. I like the Cowboys to win that game, but I do think both of these games on Saturday are going to be real close. All right, Sunday, you guys already know where I'm at. I got the Ravens and I got the Bears. I got both home teams winning. Marcus, start with the Ravens Chargers.
You know, I like the Ravens in this one. I liked them when they played in Los Angeles in Week 16. The Ravens came out, won 22-10 then. I think they do the same thing at home in Baltimore. You look at San Diego, they're the only West Coast team that has to travel to the East Coast and play at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Good call.
Being a former Raider fan, I know how they struggle on the East Coast.
Sure.
Everybody in the AFC West seems to struggle on those 10 a.m. morning games on the East Coast, so I'm going to have to stick with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
Look at that. It's making salient points. Vidge, what do you got?
Give me the man with the kids, man. Phillip Rivers going to get it done. That defense is damn good, and I just don't think
it's
Lamar.
It's better than the Ravens defense?
No. I mean the Ravens defense.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Because the Chargers D
is
pretty good.
But I just don't think that Lamar Jackson can throw it in the air, and you're going to need to do that if you're going to beat the Chargers again. And so I'm rolling with Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. Let's roll.
All right. And then finally, Eagles, Bears. Am I volunteering at the homeless shelter, guys, or am I happy and I'm going to L.A. next weekend for Bears, Rams? What do you think?
I think you'll be down in L.A. I got to stick with my former boy, Khalil Mack. You know, still got a rep for the Raider Nation. Khalil Mack, I think he has a big game, prime time, and gets it done for the Bears.
All right, there you go. Vidge, it's a big moment for us.
Big D Nick coming at you, man. I'm telling you, he is going to make you and me. I'll roll with you. Why not? If I get Saturday covered at my other game.
All right. Well, we could just pick an open Saturday. So we'll do it
that
together.
Is true. All right.
So if the Bears lose, you and I are going to volunteer down at the homeless shelter. We're going to help out.
Damn, now I want the barracks. I don't want to be at no soup kitchen, man.
No, you got to help out, baby.
I got to give back, man. I'll tell you, the karma will come around. And, yeah, I'm rolling with the Bears. But let's go, Nick. Let's go.
All right, fair enough. Bill in San Jose, you're on KNBR before we hit the break, and we get you your weekend preview coming up. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, brother.
Hey, Ryan, this is for you, buddy. I think the Bears are gonna give them hell this weekend. But you know what? I'm going to that Raiders game. I tell you what, now if I'm the Chargers, I install for this one game. I go with the 46. I'm sure you know what that is.
Of course.
I think that'll take that Indian quarterback Jackson right off his feet, man. And after that, throw the ball, and that'll be it.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you checking in. Have a great weekend. All right, and then, of course, we got the national championship game on Monday night. Got to be Bama, right, boys?
Yeah, it's got to be Bama. This is the first year they got an NFL-ready quarterback. You got to stick with Bama.
My heart wants Clemson, but my body's going with Bama, man.
Yeah, I love Trevor Lawrence. Got the hair creeping out the back of the helmet.
Sunshine.
Yeah, a little Dabo Swinney, too, but... Man, I ain't betting against Darth Vader.
What's the spread?
Right now, well, you put me on the spot.
Got to be like 10, right? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, no, Bama by 5.
5. Oh, yeah. Bama by 5. Money on Bama.
Yeah, you know what? I thought it was money on Bama in the semifinal, and boy, Kyler Murray was like, "Nah, we're going backdoor cover on that ass." I thought that was like the easiest money you could ever make. That's why I didn't bet on it, because there are no easy bets. That's for damn sure. All right, coming up next, we'll give you our weekend preview, tell you how to spend your weekend, maybe a few productive ways. We got a lot of stuff going on down in San Jose. I know we'll have some broadcasts down at the San Jose Convention Center, getting you ready for the Natty Baby at Levi's Stadium. And then top of the hour, Jarrett Payton, son of Walter Payton, is going to join us. It's KNBR Tonight.
KNBR Tonight on KNBR 680, the sports leader.